Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Singer.
She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bass. Two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bass. Two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. I wake up in the morning. Gotta hit that thing. Gotta hit that thing. This is where I wanna be. With Mary Jane.
Your head's ringing.
calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls?
Yeah. soul bleeds, hurry with price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust the soul, that's all I know we need to. These evil streets to meet you, halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross. Rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with
the King.
Hot new mix.
Going out.
never happened. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Word t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
why,
it up.
Why
when you can,
it up.
When you
bat
can,
it up.
Bat 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 it up.
Yeah, yeah. True S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes being your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Let's go. Turn
it
down.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? West Coast Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? If y'all on the line, call in, man. 323-642-5297. Don't be shy. Just say hi. DJ Have Love. Put out this
song.
The fuck's up?
It's on you, Bolt.
Oh, shit.
Hot Wednesday afternoon. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Open this damn storm. Don't hit us too hard.
Oh, yeah.
If it do, y'all, you gonna have to take over the damn show.
Oh, my God. It's supposed to be tonight?
Yeah, that shit is coming like a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the damn news right now, boy. It's about to start getting wicked around this motherfucker.
What?
Buddha, where you at, man? You stuck in that red mud, the red dirt?
Hey, man, what's happening?
It's
right here with your boy. Buddha Ali Zone 24 TV, Hustle Never Sleep, Buddha Ali Promotions, man. You all know what it is, man. Docs Entertainment, United Hoods, America in the building, man. Right here on True West Radio, the most dangerous radio station on Blog Talk Radio. You know I'm always representing that Oklahoma, Texas. That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, man. The Chitlin' Circuit, the middle passage of the Dirty South, the real heart. You hear me? Real heart of the Dixieland.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where it's up. Hey, look. I know Cam gonna be mad that I told you this, but you know we got a song that we doing. That shit is so fucking fire.
Word, man, that's what's up, man. I'm glad y'all getting it done, man. I know y'all putting the mixtape down. I got my man, he gonna put it down there in North Carolina and Virginia. The mixtape going down, man, so I'm just waiting on it. Hope it be through by February, man. I got them hot on the press, man. They waiting on it. They got their train ready.
Yeah, it's fire like a motherfucker, bro. It is fire. Look, just this one song that we did. It's fire as a motherfucker.
That's
yes, sir.
What's up, man. That's what I'm saying. West up, baby. West up. Man, it's going down a major way, man.
Yeah,
right on.
We're on top of things. 23 equals 7.
Yep. That's what it does.
It's going down. It's going down, baby. This us. We going in there, man. Everybody that had that chance, everybody that did the sacrifice and the boogie dance and all that shit, it's our time now. We're going to do it totally different, man. No souls being sold right here, man. We coming at the straight energy, man. Straight with that motherfucking raw funk, man. That real shit, that real struggle, the real survival, man.
That's real right there. That's real right there. But yeah, that's what
it is. We getting that soil, man. We getting that soil up under the roots of the tree. Not just in the mud, not just in the gravy. We grabbing the soil up under the roots of this shit. The real minerals. The shit y'all forgot about and slept on. The shit you thought wasn't effective. That shit's gonna come to light. It's gonna come out the ground. It's gonna be way bigger than the beanstalk, baby.
That's real right there. That is so real, man. Oh, man. Put it out there in the universe so, you know, not only, you know, nobody you don't know, but everybody else will know that that's what it is, my nigga. That's exactly what
it is. You know, I listen to all the West Coast rappers, Scratch. And I ain't just saying a couple of your baby cousins, man. We've been rocking, man, almost a dime, almost a decade. But we've been rocking longer than that because I've been listening to you since fifth grade. You know what I'm saying? But I got to bring it to the people. Everybody on the West Coast. They got their spins from DJ Scratch before they went national. Everybody. Some kind of way got in front or behind King Scratch, the real King Scratch turntable. They got their spin. So before they got dizzy and flipped out here like a frisbee, They goddamn me, the flick of the wrist comes from scratch. A scratch them flickers wrist to put these motherfuckers out here with none of the West Coast rappers. Him and Scotty Z with none of the West Coast rappers be out today. And it's documented from NYC all the way to motherfucking New Mexico. Across the border.
That's what's up, my nigga. Yeah, we trying to make it happen, man. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the... For the good words, man, because, you know, I mean, there's a whole lot of shit that, you know, we put into the air and, you know, we just ain't got our flowers for it, as they say. I don't want the flowers. I need the cash. Fuck the flowers. Y'all keep them flowers.
Well, you know, flowers bring cash. Cash bring flowers, man. So it's all in the balance.
Yeah,
but everybody gonna get that shine scratch. You don't get your shine. You done got your shine. And I know you lay behind the shine, but you gonna get your shine just like everybody else. Dr. Dre, everybody, you gonna get your shine, man. And they gonna tell the story. They gonna tell the story. They gonna tell it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know, I ain't in no rush. Whenever it happens, it's gonna happen. As long as I'm on the right side of the dirt, it's all good. Right now, that's where I'm at, on the right side of the dirt. I just want to be on the right side of the dirt when it happens, you know what I mean? So I'm good, man. I don't trip off of none of that. I'm content with what I got, and I'm content with what I'm doing. I'm not trying to speed up no process. You all right, Hill?
No.
No.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying if you was all right. I just, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
Oh, okay. Let's make a show, bro. Man, so we just, you know. Trying to get it cracking, man. Trying to keep it western and all of that good yoga stuff. Let's see. We can let it get into a couple of jams real quick. You know, if y'all online, give us a call. 323-642-5097. Through us radio. Mad Monday. Let's go.
Dedicated to those people that, for some reason, will look at us.
In the rush to rough, the hard timers in the pen at the crush and throw. Probably never even told him come. Too busy bullshitting, caught him with his mouth running. Anticipate that got me twisted in this game. The feds in the front, holy point, pistols at my brain. I wonder if I'm wrong, cause I'm thugged out. My homies murder execution style, running in the drug out. What was supposed to be an easy hit? Now shit is risky, niggas died over bullshit. It's not my dreams of seeing pictures of a broken man. No witnesses, only the questions of who smoked the man. Young adolescents in our prime, living life a crime. So it ain't logical, we hobble through these fine times. Living blind, Lord, help me with my troubled soul. Why all my homies have to die before they got the quote? And right before I put my head on the pillow, say a prayer. One love to the thugs and that, see you there. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. Help me make it through the storm. My words to my firstborn, feel me. Why tryna maintain through the pressure? Hustle tryna make life better for you and me. Nobody loves you when you suck in the game. But maintain, cause all things change. Feel. Earth. I've been cursed, so I knew that the birth of a child would make my life worse. And though it hurt me, there was no distortion.
Ralph these games, bro. We need more bulls and squats to soul. Cause you know what you had to do. Slowly victims of a world they never came to. I understand it's a better day coming. Sometimes got to put them with the car running, driving at a dead end blinded. Ain't no love in the hood, only hearts torn. My love letters to the innocent and unborn. All the babies that died upon the table wasn't able to breathe. Cause the family wasn't able, can't blame her, I would do the same. All I could give it was my debt and my last name. Cause then it came, things changed, living up and down. Hard life got me walking with my head down. Wearing frowns, wasn't meant to be, was I wrong? But I never get to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. My words and my firstborn, yeah, feel.
All the babies that died on the abortion table.
I'm trying.
Before I let go,
these days you gotta be strapped. I'm already knowing ain't nobody got my back. These days you gotta be down. Who said it was easy claiming no pound? These days you gotta be strapped. I'm already knowing ain't nobody got my back. These days you gotta be down. Who said it was easy claiming no pound?
Every day the profile stays on deck for whoever. I'm busting, taking down, bound my damn never. Gotta watch my back for these coppers as well as these niggas that I kick it with. They stick you faster than these bitches will. Since I'm pimping, everybody wants my witness. And I can't keep a dime from buying weed, yakking every time I smoke. Constantly you conference me from committing a murder, so I chill and puff the herb. Who got my back? Nobody. Little John Gotti's laying niggas down at the homies park. All be going crazy, I guess we all being who we are. And they say them niggas got to be a star. I got to get mine if I blast, then it's my destiny. If I die, then it was meant to be intentionally. Worry, you're stressing, I'm guessing it's confession. When the murder takes place, it was self-protection.
Hold on, here we go. Shit.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Mine Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
West, sir, this is Ill Gates, and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
True West Radio. Ah, that motherfucker. We're rocking live. True West Radio. Y'all some country folk, man. I love y'all, though. Look like Foxy on the joint. DJ M. Love. You all right here?
What's happening?
What's up? Buddha Ali's on
TV.
And truly, the queen of
the
truth. Good. What's happening, people?
What happened, man? Was you eating your cake too fast, nigga?
Nah, I was having an allergic reaction.
To what?
To medication.
Oh, shit. You should have said something. I didn't want
yeah.
to. Nigga, you can't be getting fucked up like that on the truth, my nigga. You all right, though, right?
yeah, I'm good.
I'm
too far away to come and help you, my nigga.
Everybody is.
You over there in the crock pot.
You'll be all right, though.
All right, you good. Thank you. I'm glad you are.
Well, look here. Heaven Lord, I done called some people down there at home, man. They told me to get a couple of days, but somebody finna come over there and get your ass and stand your ass up like the goddamn Sam Houston statue on I-45, nigga.
Yeah.
They
talking about
it.
Should have
been over there called Sex Red, she ain't coming back, but she said she gonna call me when she had nine. Now I'm sending some motherfucking some goddamn the Confederate, with that nurse aid. I'm finna send somebody down there, man. This shit got to stop. I ain't gonna talk about it on the radio, but you had me scared for a minute too. You know what I'm saying? But salute to the sisters on the line, Foxy, Julia. Salute y'all. I'm glad y'all tuned in, man, and We love y'all. Real talk.
Love you too,
Buddha. Yes, sir.
Ooh, wait.
Yeah, they got to worry about over here. I don't know if you fuck folks. I'd be all right. I thank y'all so much for the love, you know what I'm saying? But believe it or not, I'm going to keep pushing regardless.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got to go forward. You know?
Hell yeah.
We got to push.
We're going to put you and Confetti in the same apartment. So by February, y'all going to be roommates. So
God.
We can get this shit right.
Hey, you know what? I have to be a roommate because I have to film them motherfuckers every day. That would be the funniest shit. I'd be filming the fuck out of him and Confetti if they was roommates. Man, that would be the most hilarious shit ever. That motherfucker Hell Love trying to help Confetti and Confetti trying to help Hell. I had to be there so I could pull. If Heavy fell on Confetti, I had to try to roll him up off of him. He'd be like, kill Confetti.
I'm gonna say this about Confetti though. When Confetti can see, Man, he went and checked on everybody. He even came down when you were at, you know, he confessed and checked on everybody when he was driving that truck, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was over here. Yeah. He was over here a whole lot. Every time he showed up.
He came in my crib several times.
Yeah, every time he would come out this way, he would come and stop me. Sometimes he stayed out here for a while. When he just did,
right.
He stayed out here for a while when he was blind.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm lacking in my slack. I'm supposed to be in traveling. I did go see Confetti though when I went to Dallas last year. I went down there twice. I went to that protest for the Jefferson girl, Tatiana Jefferson. I stopped through there and stayed with him. Me, Mr. Everworld, Prince Jamal, even Fleetwood was with us. Fleetwood was with us.
Oh, is that right?
Even Fleetwood was with him. He was on his way to Atlanta. He passed through Dallas. We all met up, went on Confetti Hour.
Oh, yeah. I got to call Fleetwood. I ain't talked to Fleetwood in a minute. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago.
Well, he just finished his movie, Raising Queen. Him and his partner from Atlanta, they did a movie about raising their daughters in Atlanta to be queens. The movie just dropped. He just got finished with that, and he got another movie he's working on. So he called me yesterday, and we were chopping it up. I gave us a shout-out. Your boy called me Night Legend. He did an interview with me. You know, the dude that got the Big Daddy Chicken Patty, the movie.
Yeah.
He called me, and I gave us a shout-out. That'll be on YouTube tonight or tomorrow. I gave us a shout-out to True West Radio. Check us out.
Oh, that's West, though.
Yeah.
Oh, look
at
that. I'm going to
Hey, Fred.
Yo. What up?
Yeah, say, this your girl, Fox. I just want to say something. I mean, I know it's kind of off topic, but I just kind of want to speak my mind right now because I've been a part of this show, this radio show, for, like, I want to say damn near 2 years.
Yeah, this will be our 6th year. This will be our 6th year right now.
But you've been on here 2 years.
Okay,
I've been
a part of the family. I've been a part of the family for like 2. And
mm-hmm.
I just wanna say that, I mean, I love getting on this show. I love being a part of this show. Like, even when a bitch is going through some shit, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be emotional, but I just wanna say that even if I'm going through something, I know that I can just, you know, dial a number and just, you know what I'm saying, just be a part of the show. And it, you know what I'm saying, it takes my mind off of things that I go through on a daily. And I just feel like ever since I had got locked up and, you know, I started back attending the show, I just feel like, you know, I really don't feel like I'm being family anymore. I feel like I'm not family anymore.
You are. Yeah, you got
life. You're my wife. How you gonna say that?
Well, first of all,
I love you.
First of all, we didn't know that you were locked up. I was like, what the fuck happened to him? Shit.
Okay, remember when I said...
Everybody used to call you
yes,
the crazy
lady.
I was locked up for 8 months.
Huh? I was locked up for 8 months. Yes. Damn. Mm. And the whole time, I was talking to Mr. Everywhere.
Man.
I just want to say that I love being on this show. It's just an escape, a getaway from any and everything that I got going on. And I've been having a lot fucking going on, and I just feel like just being here, just being present, you know what I'm saying? It's like this show, this thing that you're doing, Scratch, like, you have no idea. It's really helping. It's really doing a lot for you know what I'm saying, for people. Like, but it does a lot for me. It does a lot for me. And I just want to thank you.
Well, you,
I may not get a lot of recognition.
Absolutely welcome. You are absolutely welcome. We love you. You know what I'm saying? Because you part of our family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not just
yes,
you
sir.
That feel like that. It's a whole lot of people that come to True West Radio because they feel like it's something. It's just something where everybody could just come together and we could talk about things. You could talk about your
shoot
problems.
The shit, laugh, joke,
yeah,
and that's
what
I love about it. That's what
it's
I love
not
about
just
it.
You that feel like that. It's a whole lot of people. Who ain't even on the damn line right now, and they said, man, when you don't do True West Radio, if you offline for a day or two, I feel like I ain't got nothing to do. This is what we do, and this is why we are here. We are here for that same thing. Hell yeah, we want to play our music. I call it one big party line. You know what I'm saying? We could all talk about anything. I could talk about it. We play music. We talk shit. You know what I'm saying? We laugh. We joke. We do
yes,
all
sir.
That stuff. So well, you are all,
yes,
you know you part of the family. So don't
okay.
put yourself like you've been in the corner. You know what I'm saying? You still.
Baby,
one day
we'll kill you. One thing we'll tell you is that if you need any one of us at any time, our numbers are always open.
Right.
So it's not just radio.
Okay.
It's day to day. If you go up to something through the day and the show is not on and you need somebody to talk to, we're always available.
Right.
So
right.
just keep that in mind
yes,
as well.
We all available. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you got my number, but
okay.
I make sure I call you and give it to you. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't got to be on True West Radio.
Yeah.
If you go on to, you could call us. And, you know, we still, it's the still
right
same thing. I remember, I used to call
yes,
it, I used to call it a crazy.
All my number.
I used to call it a crazy lady. She was like, why you call me the crazy lady?
Because the bitch is ignorant. The bitch is ignorant.
I just
want to tell you that I just want to just let you know that I love being on the show and I love y'all.
I love you.
I love Sweet Pea, that's my girl, man. We don't even talk like that, but shit, that's my girl. And Mr. Everywhere, he's been in my corner for a long time, so I just want to tell y'all, I love y'all.
I love you too.
Yeah,
hey,
what the
look,
fuck? What about Trulia? What the fuck?
Oh, Trulia, G.
I don't know you, Trulia. I'm just keeping it 100.
What about you? What about you? You
hey, Foxy, check this out. I got one thing to tell you. Walk on the right side
yes,
of the
sir.
Street. Walk on the right side of the street.
And let me say this too.
you
I know
that part.
I know you and
that
Mr.
part.
I,
that part.
I know you and Mr. Everywhere are real close. So I didn't know you were locked up.
That man,
can
that's
you
my remember? Uncle, bro. That is my uncle.
Yeah,
I
didn't know you
Mr.
were locked
everywhere.
Up.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that. I didn't know, but see, he can't.
Yes,
I was locked up.
Yes.
I didn't know.
When Mr. Everett has a woman friend, or he has women, I sort of keep my distance, but I still have love and care for the people that he did with, because they're my people, them his people. But, you know, I'm from Texas, too. And I'm down there in that Longview, East Texas. I've been traveling all in old Texas, man, for years. So, I mean, you just like a baby cousin down that way to me. But we love you back there. Now, Trulia been rocking with us. Trulia is the actual artist on the label, True West Radio and Records Entertainment. So she came in out of Monroe, Louisiana. That's where she's from. She came in. She been working with
you
when you were absent. But she's a sister too and a family member. We all family members. I didn't know. I'm glad you back on the air. You know what I'm
hell
saying?
Yeah.
You talked about
and you know what? And you know what? And you know what? No,
yeah.
Listen. Scratch. Let me say this right here, because now I'm jumping out of my comfort zone, and on the radio show live, I'm gonna put this shit out there. A bitch got vocals, and I already told Mr. Everywhere about this. If anybody needs a female singer, just to sing a hook, I'm gonna need y'all to call me. I'm gonna need y'all to hit me up.
You got that.
I'm gonna need y'all to hit me up. I'm just saying.
We got that.
I talked to Mr. Everywhere about this.
We got you, baby.
Yes, sir.
You got this.
I'll tell you what. Anybody that's interested, hit me up. 903-480-5521.
Nope.
Just hit me up.
That ain't saying a goddamn thing. I want you to sing something
she can
right
sing.
Now.
Hey, I done heard her before. She can
already
she
know
can
already know. I already know Foxy can
look,
sing. I want her to sing right
I'm,
now. She
ain't
even gonna sing a lot.
I'm pretty fucked up right now. I'm pretty fucked
nah,
up right now. Bitch is drunk.
Hey, fucked up is good. I'm getting fucked up. I
don't
give a fuck.
Nah,
I
sang
like a
well, David, let me grab my bottle and join the goddamn party.
5521. I will sing right now. Y'all, hold on. Let me turn my auto tune on.
Because I'm happy and all I say. Bro, my voice is off right now.
Oh, no. Look.
Your ass say that's your ass say for real.
My voice is off.
Okay.
It still sounds good, but we gonna do this over again on Friday. So just get your voice together. Shit.
Oh, that's it. But like I said, that's my number. 903-480-5521. If anybody that's on this line right now that is interested and want to see what I got to offer, hit your girl up.
Man, you know you got
real talk.
And we do, all of us do a lot of stuff, so I want you to sing.
You got my vote.
You know what I mean? I want you to sing on some shit. We know
you say that
shit. If you don't stop that shit, just because you've been gone for 8 months, don't think that we forgot about you. We forgot about your skill. Well, cut that shit out.
Like, you know, I'm not gonna stunt. Yeah, I damn near felt like that. But
no.
Enough about me.
We didn't have no numbers on you. And then you was gone for 8 months. What the fuck we supposed to do? Send you smoke signals.
Yeah.
You came back, and now you back.
And I didn't say that anyway.
Yeah, she came back,
up.
Now she back.
What's the topic of the night? Look, my voice ain't right now. I ain't gonna even stunt.
Okay.
I need some chamomile tea, some ginger tea with lemon, all that shit right now.
What would you like to find out about tonight?
Because you can come up with a scenario for us to talk about too, you know.
You're part of the family. Your views matter too.
Okay.
What would you want to talk about?
Okay.
I want to know
what y'all talking about.
No, we don't have, you know, every night we don't have topics. We just sit up here and the topic just be about us.
But see, okay, but see, that, and see, that's why I kind of feel like that. I feel like with your show, I feel like sometimes you might need that little structure like that. Like you need some type of topic, you know what I'm saying? Something, you know what I'm saying? Something that could bring more viewers in.
You know the thing about our show is people listen to us because we do things like this. Sometimes we don't have topics.
Okay.
If it's something that we see of somebody passed, you know, like Gangsta Boo. You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe.
You know what I'm saying? Those are things that we can talk about, but we already talked about that. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
The things that we talk about is we talk about nothing. That's why everybody listen to us, because we just talk in general. We talk to each other, and then sometimes questions come out. Sometimes you got people that we got special guest artists on, so we asking them questions. But this is why everybody loves the show, because it's a family-like environment to where we all just sit here and just talk together. Something that we really can't do.
Yes,
we don't do every day. It's just something we all just sit here and we talk about things. You know?
Yes,
we share problems. We share, you know, whatever's going on in our life or whatever. You know, good news, bad news. That's what we're here for. We for the good news and the bad news, but at the same time, we here to give support to the people that call. And the people that are listening, we can't support them motherfuckers because we can't hear them. They just listen. You know?
Right on.
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay, so did Gangsta Boo really die from an overdose from fentanyl?
I can't say, but I think that, I don't know, that's a good
question. I'm going to say this, man, I'm down here close down toward Memphis, and down that way, down this area, man, they have had some bad, we done had two people die off a bad batch of that shit, man, off them pills. You know what I'm saying? But they sprinkle that shit and everything. That's why I just smoke regular weed. You know what I'm saying? Because
they
sprinkle that shit on every motherfucking thing.
They putting that shit in weed, too. You
that
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What did my boy
I'm going to tell y'all something else. When I was locked up, a bitch died. She died in jail. Because somebody came in with some fentanyl pills, and they sold it to her.
But,
and that bitch was in her, I don't mean to call her bitch, excuse me, Lord, but that lady was in her bunk, on her bunk for 3 days, just dead. And then nobody know about it until they realized she didn't get up for chow.
I say all this to say that.
If you
yourself touch the fentanyl, you could die. So I don't know how these motherfuckers is actually distributing all this fentanyl when you gotta touch
it. They lacing it with ecstasy pills. Cocaine.
But the thing
like,
about
they just
it
lacing
is,
that shit.
They handling that shit. They gotta be in some fucking hazmat suits, because even if that shit get in your motherfucking skin, that fentanyl is gonna fuck you up. Why would I want to sell?
Well, you know they got different grades of the shit though, cause you know that you're Wilson man from the West. You know they got different grades of that shit, man. You know, anything and everything. So it was probably light sprinkle, man. Light sprinkle. You know what I'm saying? Nothing make you spin out. Out the universe is all. That's all they take from what they say. But they lacing the shit up.
I know that. That's but my whole thing is when fentanyl get involved with anybody, these motherfuckers will have to be in those white ass goddamn suits, white ass plastic suits with the big ass gloves and all that shit, because it would kill them too. Just by them touching it. It was a police out here. He opened the bag. This motherfucker, they got this motherfucker, opened the bag, and he smelled the fentanyl and just fell the fuck out. No, he didn't die. But he just smelled the fentanyl. And he just...
Well, y'all just sober me up right now. Y'all got me sober. I was high in the motherfucker. Y'all sober me up.
I'm just saying
because I mean, I ain't gonna really just put my business out there like that, but you know what I'm saying, like it's real out here. It's real. Like back in the day, people used to just kinda, you know, blow that shit up with goddamn the baby powder type shit.
Well,
but it's wild out here.
You know,
well, back in the day, you could pop a pill, you could pop a white spade, a blue dolphin, and a pink Snoopy, and hit a shot of tequila and smoke you a blunt. And you, if you got that dunk, you might dunk it one time and say sprinkle me, baby, and be player for 2 or 3 days. You won't have no kind of cutback, eat good to go to sleep, get a good nut, and you be ready. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord,
that is shit, man.
Not a good nut, bro. Not a good nut. Damn. Not a good nut, nigga.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
That is the last 3 years.
But now, man, for real. Just give me some regular weed. I look through the sack when I get my weed. I look it. I've been on everything. Ain't no lie, man. I've been on everything in the world. But put a needle in my arm. You hear me?
Hey, cut that
mushrooms. I ate mushrooms and drank them. Then smoke a blunt. I ate the mushroom.
Hey, dude.
Kill him,
check this out, bro.
Yes, sir.
I needed that lab, but quit it. Please. Oh, my God. That's
now
funny.
These days, man, they pee. I'm scared of them pee, but that shit out here, like you say, shit dangerous, man. This shit ain't got serious.
God.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I mean, if a motherfucker pop pills, you know, you feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they'll make that shit work. They'll put their goddamn fentanyl in their goddamn pill. But like you said, it may be just a little bit of sprinkle. But at the same time, nigga, if you got health problems like that, and you fucking with that shit and you popping pills, no deal. It's no deal.
Right.
A little sprinkle could kill 100 people.
Did you get a triple stack pill?
That's a crazy. But you know what? It's all about that dollar. It's all about that dollar. At the end of the day, it's all about that dollar.
Ain't nothing worth getting high and die. Ain't nothing like that, getting high and
but
die.
But that shit don't matter to you.
Damn, I'm high as a motherfucker. Oh, shit, I'm about to die.
Well, y'all got to understand, when y'all dealing in them worlds of the pill and you dealing in the world of the cocaine, it's some different worlds. I mean, your thoughts. We already know cocaine numbs your emotion. Cocaine numbs your emotion. That's why people look for it and want it and don't give a damn when they get on it. Now, when you're taking the pills, it's lights, camera, action. The lights are brighter. the sky changes. Sometimes people's face might just melt right there in front of you, go to the skeleton and come back to the flesh. You see what I'm saying? You go through all that, and all this is programmed into your liver, into your brain, so it stays there for a minute.
You get to thinking,
your thinking is not the same no more.
It's supposed to be a psychedelic. But when you if you put fentanyl in that shit, fentanyl, that's the first thing. That's like somewhere close to death, but not dead. So when a motherfucker can't sleep, that's how Michael Jackson, he was on the fentanyl. The motherfucker couldn't sleep. So the motherfucker took fentanyl to go to sleep, but it was only...
Okay, I didn't know that.
He couldn't sleep. Nigga, Prince, the same thing with Prince. Prince had the fentanyl because he couldn't sleep. And he was in pain. The motherfucker was taking fentanyl. He just took one in the elevator and died in the elevator. In his house.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And Michael Jackson.
And the pills, motherfucker, man. The pills, something serious, man. I call them Ghostbusters.
At the end of the day, just stick with weed.
Weed and weed byproducts. I smoke some hash. I fuck with some hash oil. Of course, I will fuck with some weed. But all that other shit. You know, most of, damn near every drug except for fentanyl. So, I mean, this is on the air. I sold damn near every drug was to be sold. And as I went down, I went down and listened, start checking out. Nope, I ain't going to do that. Because I seen how people reacted off of these drugs. First of all, I couldn't be on crack because, I mean, I'm going to sell my whole fucking studio and everything in it. Hey, man, give me $20. You got this big-ass 75-inch TV. Shit, no. Then got everything else, I just saw how different people did shit. When I was selling Sherm, it was a lot of people that got naked.
That's what it's going to do. You're going to go back to Adam and Eve days when you hit that shit. That's guaranteed, partner. You going back to Adam and Eve because you in the Garden of Eden when you smoked that shit.
Back in the day when I was selling that shit, the only place I like to sell it is to the girls downstairs. I just go up there and I get them some extra and they just sit up there and get fucked up and I just watch seven goddamn naked girls running around.
The shit good for you, but it's bad for you because it got embalming fluid in it. But the shit good for your spirit. It opens you up.
Yeah, it opened up.
You can see apples smiling on the tree.
It opened up so much that niggas be taking their clothes off. I was in South Central. I was asleep, and one of my niggas hit some charm, and my brother came in there waking me up. Dude, like, scrap. This nigga Otis outside on top of the light pole. I'm going, what? Okay, so I get the fuck up, and I go outside and look. My nigga Otis on top of the light pole, asshole naked. And he was looking down, and it was a water hole. He said, y'all better get out the way, them snakes gonna get you. I'm going, what the fuck? Oh, what the fuck?
That's that gorilla pill stuff. He want that gorilla pill, man. That's that gorilla pill. That motherfucking gorilla pills. When you get up there at all, you go to class, that gorilla pills, dog.
Cuz was on
you gotta get
top
that
of the light pole.
You got to get that pimp juice. Pimp juice. He was on cut.
It wasn't that wood light pole. It was the regular. It's like a steel light pole. So this nigga
down there,
all the way up to the damn light pole, asshole naked. And then he pointing down at the water hole, talking about them snakes gonna get you. Nope, I checked that off the list. I ain't gonna hit no shine. It says all that shit. And then my nigga, I was selling acid.
Ah, damn, no. Boy.
I was selling acid. And
I know you had to come in contact with that, selling that. You get that shit on your hands, it'll get you too. You get it on your hands.
Not if you let the them LSD. Pick it. They in the bag. I just let them pull this goddamn tab off they sell.
Yeah.
So, what about homeboy, my nigga Craig, rest in peace. Well, I love Craig. He was a producer too. He was one of my proteges. But he said, well, I need an acid tab. I'm like, all right. So I pull my bag out, and I give him, he rip his tab off. And so we sit there for a while. We were drinking some beers and shit. And then that acid tab kicked in like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bitty-ass tree sitting right on the porch. And he goes, oh, my God, do you see that tree growing? I'm like, what tree growing? That one right there, that little bitty-ass bush that's in front of the porch. He just saw that motherfucker grow. Nope.
Yeah, he on that light speed. He on that light speed then. It's just that light speed, LSD, cuz. That's what you going to see. You going to see the bee. You going to see the bee's wings. You going to see the ant's eyes. You going to see the cricket speak and the trees
that,
talk, the LSD, girl.
That little tree.
Alice in Wonderland.
Tree. And when that shit kicked in, he said, bro, you don't see that tree growing? It was, the way he was looking at it, like it was just getting bigger, and he just looked up and up and up. Then the motherfucker ran,
yeah,
like off the porch, and it was going like Jack and the Beanstalk type of shit.
I'm telling you.
Nope. So I grabbed that out of it. And that's the same thing that mushrooms will do. Mushrooms will get you like that.
Hello.
And,
magic
and,
mushroom. Magic mushroom. Magic mushroom. Magic mushroom.
Mushrooms will do that. And then everybody that I've seen, like, one time or another, they get this bad stomachache after taking a motherfucker.
Yeah, nope. You eating dirt. It tastes like dirt. It tastes just like dirt. Mushrooms taste just like some motherfucking dirt.
I never know. I would never know. But I'm glad you told me.
When it tastes like dirt, like some spotting soil, not something, hey, motherfucker, that's their thing, cuz. They done got you. They can chop it up and put it in your salad. You won't even know it. Got them just going down the road, you think you're in the goddamn oasis.
Bro, I went down the line with all the drugs that I sold, but I'm like, I never sold no heroin. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, I'm scared of needles. I want to give you something. I want to give you that. You know what I'm saying? It was bad enough, but when I start realizing that I shouldn't be doing this. You know, and I just quit all that shit. I said, shit, I got enough equipment now to make some tracks and all this old shit. But let's do this.
So you talking about, so, man, that's crazy, man. But that's crazy, man. But that's true story.
Yeah, man.
We all done lived that life and know about it, so we know it's real.
Yeah, man, it's just, you know, after a while, you know, like I said, after I seen how everybody reacted off with all them drugs that I sold.
Right.
It made me like, man, why the fuck are they doing this? Because
they trying to escape.
Yeah, I mean, they are trying to escape, Love Confetti, but... It's like, and I'm not saying confetti, the real soldier in the business. How you gonna escape from something that you can't escape from?
Hey, but I mean, hey, one thing about it, they doing it because they love it. They wouldn't love it.
No. The thing about it is, the first time you hear it, it ain't an escape. The first time you hear any of that shit, that's called a trap. Them motherfuckers done got trapped. And that goddamn whole little thing. Because people, you know, if you want to escape for a minute, hell, I hear some weed.
Hey,
I
be telling my daughter, her sister Carla, she'd tell her something, and she just tell come from one extreme story to that. I said, let me tell you something. You got to realize one thing in life. Your sister doing what she love to do. Ain't nobody going to stop. These people been doing drugs their whole life. Hey, you telling me you don't know? And when the ones just get, the only time they stop is when they get tired. Everybody stop when they get tired. So you telling me some of these people don't want to get tired. They function.
No, they don't stop when they get tired. They stop when they ain't got no hell money.
That's what I was just about to say, Bobby. I swear to God, I was getting ready to say when they broke, that's when the motherfuckers stop because they can't get no money. And then next thing you know, they might go and try to steal something. They try to steal something to get some money, and then they go to jail, so they really got to stop because they can't get that shit.
Some of these people are functioning. They function when they go out and do this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you're in love with what you're doing,
I'm going to tell you something. Now, when it comes down to cocaine, you got crack, and then they got the powder. It depends on which one you want.
Hey, you ain't in love with the drug. You in love with the high. That's just like smoking marijuana.
But
you ain't in love with marijuana.
This is what I found out with all the drugs that I sold. Everybody trying to search for the first high, and they could never find it, especially when it came down to crack. Everybody that's on crack is searching for that. They get high for a minute or two or three or four. But then when they wear off, they want more. It's like a fast high for what I understand. I ain't never hit
that shit stepped on. They ain't got the yellow like that.
It's a fast high. You fuck around, the first time you hit it, you might be high for an hour. You know what I'm saying? Next time you might be high for 20 minutes, but then after a while you hit that motherfucker and then you only high for about 5 minutes. God damn it, I'm only high for 5 minutes. So they go and run out and try to get some more so they get high for 5 more minutes.
Like,
that's the thing about crack.
Socks of a junkie.
And then if you fucking, shit, I bet I smoke weed, but I don't smoke weed like everybody else do. You know, confetti. More than anybody, you been here. You know I don't smoke that much weed, bro. But when I smoke weed, I get high. I ain't looking for no 5 minute high. Shit. That's some bunk ass weed. I'm only high for 5 minutes. Shit, I'm high as fuck right now. I only hit that motherfucker twice and put it out. I'm high as a motherfucker. So
what you saying? They ain't taking the drug. They in love with the high. They stop getting high. They get in that world. They wanna get back in their world they used to be in. That's all that is.
Yep.
Hey, none of that shit you saying. They trying to get back up there.
Yep.
Cloud 3000. You know what I'm saying?
The high ain't lasting like a weed high.
Right.
I know I'm going to be high for the rest of the goddamn night. I'll probably hit this motherfucker again. But, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers, I don't know what kind of high. Them motherfuckers must be seeing unicorns and rainbows and all that shit and floating in the air.
And you know, if you
on
that
right
shit.
Right, though, because the spirit world ain't like it was way back then, the days you talking about in the early, you know, like we talking about the 90s and the goddamn 80s and 70s, 60s. We're in 2023. But the spiritual realm, if you go into the realm, it probably ain't gonna tell them what it looked like now in the spiritual realm above I.E.
They actually see something that I never see. I don't know if y'all gonna go and try to take a look at it, but that's on y'all. But
they chasing them chemical ghosts.
I couldn't famish me being on any other drug other than weed. I couldn't see me on crack. Like I said, be like, Scratch, man, you gonna do the radio show? No. Why you ain't doing the radio show? I ain't got no computer. Fucker.
Better than bought it for $2.50.
Give me a 5-piece. You can have this motherfucking 50-inch TV.
Yeah, I'm buying all the platinum plaques you got. Platinum and gold. Give it to me. I want for $20. Credit, don't give me that for $20. Hey,
fuck
that
yeah,
I'm gonna check you some credit.
Shit. You can have give me 20 right
I'm,
now.
I'm
you can have all 20 of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some credit.
That's what I'm saying. So I knew I couldn't be on crack. Now, see?
Well, yeah.
But you know what, though? Scratch.
Uh-huh.
Check this out.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, it really don't matter what type of drug of choice that you got going on, because at the end of the day, if you feeding it for that shit, you going to do whatever it takes to go get that shit. I got a whole fucking baby daddy that was bad on fucking weed by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And this, when I tell you the stories that he told me, the nigga said that nigga was fiending for goddamn a sack of weed so damn bad, he literally stole somebody's goddamn bicycle.
And
a lawnmower.
The only motherfucking thing I will pause something over, well, first of all, my family, just so I could just be real nice about that. You know, anything happen to my family, I got to, you know. But beer. If I did not have beer, I'd be in jail already. You want to know why? Huh?
Okay.
Because I killed my wife.
Oh, goddamn, cuz. This is the right statue. What station
no,
we
the
on?
Thing, no, listen, let me explain this because I don't want nobody out there in radio land to be tripping either.
Oh.
No, beer makes me calm as hell. You know, it's either two things going to happen. I'm going to be the way I am right now, or I'm going to be asleep.
Well,
so
okay, let me say this then. So beer is a drug, you know that. It's a drug like everything else. And it got everything.
Hey,
beer
look,
is here.
Okay.
Beer got cocaine in it. It comes from the hoppy leaf. The hoppy leaf is a form of cocaine.
What the hell you getting
your
damn
formaldehyde?
Hey,
formaldehyde is an old cigarette.
Formaldehyde
is an old cigarette, and you drink the beer,
Hey, Buddha, I'm all in, bro. Fuck it. Shit,
I'm
going to keep on making it rock.
Hey, you know, I really wouldn't ever.
My thing is, it really doesn't matter what your drug of choice is, what you got going on. You can be addicted to cigarettes, weed, cocaine. Right. It really doesn't matter. It all depends on you. It all depends
Food
on your
addiction.
Willpower. So, because you can rock that
Food
shit
addiction.
Any other way, a motherfucker can be on crack and still maintain a life.
A motherfucker can be on crack
and can still work and can still pay bills, make money, still
right.
take care of the kids, still do what they do.
Right.
It's not down.
I never down nobody about what they do in their drug of choice. I said that I wasn't gonna do it because I've seen these are things that I've seen. I never did say, you know, because you do got a whole, You got alcoholics that's functioning with stuff. You know what I'm saying? They probably couldn't even do their job if they didn't go on and get to the job with their flask in their pocket type of shit.
Crack a weak drug now. You know, you've been supposed to crack.
I didn't never down nobody in this conversation about.
If you smoking that fentanyl, you on that fentanyl, well, you in trouble.
That's the only thing that I had.
That's what we were talking about, fentanyl.
Yeah. But anything else,
fentanyl and heroin, you in trouble.
I just know the drugs that I sold to people. I said I wasn't going to never go there because I seen, you know, the backlash. But
right. Okay.
Yeah, I never doubted nothing. I never doubt nobody. Hell, y'all can take as much
drugs as y'all want. Well, like I said, the whole time I was just sitting here and I was listening and y'all was kind of making jokes, you know, a little bit, but like I said, like, you got people out there that's addicted to sex. you feel what I'm saying? So it's like, it doesn't matter, like, if you have a habit, it ain't really about what you doing. It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Right, wait a minute.
People
out there.
Wait a minute. Let me say this. I didn't say nothing. I said I've been on everything but heroin in my arm. I don't like needles. I done did it all. I ain't got no shame in my game. And I can tell you every drug
you
I
what?
Did. Huh?
Okay.
You did what?
Go ahead, Buddha.
I said I done been on. We were talking about fentanyl, and I just said
I
done been on every drug but heroin.
I'm about to cut up and come through. Can I sit on the porch?
But like I said, favorite drug, I ain't scared. Listen now. I said I was on that water. I smoked that shirt and called me Wet Daddy. I was Aquaman, codename Aquaman. I was always up on the water. I did 5-6 hundred dollars a day at a time. Man, I be driving. You wouldn't even know I was with.
You say
man,
Aquaman.
I was functioning on that shit.
Hey, Buddha. Aquaman, we used to call a swimming pool.
That's
what I'm saying. But I was on heavy on it. I was on that bad. I was gone on it, man. And then shit, like you say, cocaine couldn't fade me. Mushrooms couldn't fade me. No kind of pill. I didn't pop every pill. I popped them together, clusters. I still be solid. Motherfucker was going to crazy house. Motherfucker, like I said, getting naked. I was still be on the gym strut.
Can I sit on the porch?
That's some deep
so,
ass.
So you mean to tell me you ain't never got high on that goddamn wet where you got butt ass naked in the middle of the road
if I got naked. Listen, hold on. If I got naked, like I told you, I'm going to be having some business. So I'm going to do like scratch things. I'm going to get where the women at, and we going to have to shoot a cloud. Hold on, listen. I can smoke that shit and blow a cloud in the room. I bet y'all get y'all top clothes. I blow smoking that shit in the room. I blow a cloud. I bet y'all have y'all naked about 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you,
we're
cold, boy.
What do you say, Buddha was out there in the Hope Park running around naked?
No,
I wasn't in the Hope then, nigga. I was in Texas, nigga. Ain't shit in Hope. Ain't nothing down there. Nigga, I was over there in Asian Shaker, nigga. I was over there in Chateau, nigga. I smoked my first wet with your uncle, nigga.
Carolyn, my cousin.
Carolyn, that's who got my first stick.
Oh my God!
What's your name, man?
We have a family reunions around this motherfucker.
I'm just saying, you know, it's like
damn,
you said, don't matter about what you want.
Why you want to blame that on my family?
You want to blow the dust off the books, nigga? You want to blow the dust off the books?
Okay, well then, all I'm saying is, if you let my cousin come through, sit on the porch, nigga, let me come sit on the porch with a half that hard. Let me get my money right.
You come up here, that motherfucker. Wait, these niggas talking right here, nigga. You would be about 48 hours, nigga. That have a helicopter over your head.
Oh, this hell over? God damn.
Shit.
Hold on, you know, I had a problem. I smoke weed, but I don't smoke a whole lot. I always had a problem because I always had one rule, man. Always remain the hustler. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas' motto is if you can't sell it, smoke it. All right, that was
smoke,
my motto.
Smoke so much weed when you was over here, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, I smoke, but I'm just saying, I don't smoke it like nigga, I hustle, dog. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
I like to keep my money at.
Check this out, man. We got about 11 minutes left. Let me waste some of y'all time. I got to play this real quick. 2S Radio, man. Give us a call,
323-642-1597. Mic check, 1212. Trulia's on his bitch about to blow on you. I'm about to blow him by the 100 of you wet bitches that doubted me. But said he living in motherfucking poverty. That bothers me. You had no vision, no ambition, no loyalty. Is there for what is honor? It's your honor when you're dressing me. I'm stretching shit, I'm freezing shit. No fingers on the sink for $20. You on these type shit. Too many fathers, ain't no motherfucking living. Too many generals, ain't no motherfucking soldiers. Sit the fuck back, nigga, relax. You fucking with my vibe, fucking with my high, fucking with my ride. Don't you see me swerving? Don't misinterpret who I am, who I stand for, who I go to war for, who I put that on my own for. Showing them booty, don't be misunderstood. You get up, do the act your ass. Watch that fast drive fast like a flash drive. Watch how fast they blow my shit. Watch how fast they hate. Watch how fast they make me one of the greats. I'm trying to make it, even if I gotta take it. Shake it and bake it, I got the recipe. You gotta taste it. Ain't no negotiations. It's this motherfucking table. We think he made this far. Say for I ain't smoke you a motherfucking cigar. I ain't going nowhere, so fuck you and your motherfucking clock. Tick tock, bitch. I'm on payroll, so give me what you got. Empty your pocket while you take your best shot. While I'm beating through the block, straying away from your phone. Is look for all the ones that own me, kicking in your front door. Putting this heat so you don't fuck your problems. I ain't solving shit. I'm counting land. But you judge a book by a cover. You leave your cover blown. I'm well known in this zone. Pick and choose what side you stand on. I break bars and stick them under my tongue till it's numb. Don't give a fuck about the taste. I only care about the outcome. It's killing me softly, imprisoning me softly. Suicidal thoughts, these bass drums got my face numb. I'm like a cracker. Watch how you step. You break your mother's back. When you cut your wrist, you jump in the water. Grab your life jacket. I got a case of the fuck it. So fuck it. All you bitches on my bucket list. Stone right. I join you. Quick, say your prayers cause your nightmares are coming true. It's when the season fucking heat is right. Get the fuck out my coupe. Blocking my fucking view. Claiming my fucking goons. Trying to walk in my fucking shoes. See me, I dance to my own fucking tune. Full of diarrhea, it's time I take a shit on you. It's time I put that pack in your name and take a hit on you. Feeling like one of the greats, I need my collection plate. Guess what, I'm revved up. I ain't the sharpest in the box, but I get the business straight. I bet before you cross me swing, you gon' hesitate. No song get left unturned, cause bitch, I threw the rock. They be wondering if you got it, but they ain't trying to empty they motherfucking pockets. Fuck a plug, I need a stocking bitch before I up some rock shit and slap you with my Glock. They be spitting out some hollow tips. This comes personal, this comes gonna hurt a few. This comes gonna bring some haters, I know I gotta murk a few. Pop you like a purple suit. Take off your turf, me and my crew out with the old and with the new. Tucking up the fucking deuces to you bitches like your clocks out of ticks. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth unless you paying bills at my motherfucking house. Unless I claim you on my taxes, now you my bracket. Bringing a Rex and bringing a bass and bringing a session, bringing a gas and merchant rest every chance that I get. I'm a product of my own motherfucking clique. It's B.O.B., bitch, bring your own buck stringer. Play me like I ain't got, I'ma pay you with this function, what you look. Ain't the type to be played with, the type to be fake with, the type to be basic. I'm back my paper, bitch, so get the print. Some little message got me feeling reckless.
Give me my flowers while I'm alive, cause fuck them bitches when I die.
No, you blessing till you missing. Somebody else flipped it, turn around and conscripted it, and turn around and encrypted it. The way I'm transmitting these bars, you ain't predict, you get addicted. But there was prediction that I inflict this mandatory friction. That shit was mandatory, but let me slow it down. Dummy it down for you clowns. I spend long hours on the compound, studying shakedowns and breakdowns by the pound. If my granny picked the cotton, why the fuck I gotta start from the bottom? Try to play me, then I'm wearing all my options. Keep a spraying, put a bag on your head, call it a gag. We fishing for the sport, you hold it, I already picked the team. Crash dummies on the scene, no resuscitation. Is not a glimpse of the good life. I found my fucking spot. Hey, blunt, grab my wine, turned off the fucking throttle. Watch some pigs on that pay. Woo! Scoop another ride, call the homie, follow the market. Hey, see where they was driving. Where they high balloons flying, if they lying,
ain't home is crying, so I'm as upset. Shit, I'm upset, nothing paycheck. Where I sign a dotted line, dancing in the bank. My shit playing through the speakers, look, man, I finally made it.
I finally made it.
Paying homage to my legends who helped me made it out the yay. Pay my way, I'm finally thankful for a motherfucking day. It's time to celebrate, it's time to elevate. Why the fuck you trying to wait? We already at the motherfucking bank. Why the fuck you think we here? This is our fucking year, this is our fucking season. Get left, I got my face turned up, and I'm blowing on the best weed that went sweet with colorful leaves. My shit got no seeds. I can't be fucked with, it'll be up, cause you died in me. Go get your nuts, go get your bestie. I'm causing ups to get on your shit and get the fuck with you and scratch. I'm chunking the deuces to you, bitch. I'm truly, I thought you knew this. I ran it to the truth. He told me to go and I fucking kill him like a bunch of bitch. I eat you to the bone. I take a bath in your blood after the killing. Then I pass it to my...
Niggas act like bitches even though we were friends. A whoop of sheep clothing, I think it never ends. More than 30 years, know your whole family. From the good times all the way to casualties. Then all of a sudden, y'all niggas tuck your tail and ran. Little boys couldn't deal with the man. Birds of a feather, I can say that it's true. Come and join my crew, got wings and you flew. One more thing, I don't need none of y'all. This is scratch, hit me black, I can't get a phone call. Treat me like a hoe you just met. Trying to claim blood when they say they never saw you on the set. Can't get verified cause I know them niggas also. Background check, not even checking out though. It's a blank spot, nobody can confirm. Take my fucking head, y'all just like to wear red. They bring orders to the studio, that's faulty. Every time y'all step out the room, it only costs me. Everybody got a job, can't pay nothing on the bill. Didn't have to pay cause they got a little skill. White told me I should just focus on him. Fuck me, everybody in all of them. All night is in my studio, I guess it don't matter. Glass niggas always see me shatter. Acting like a sister, he ran off first. Since he acted like a bitch, I'ma call him Starburst. Used to catch the bus every day to record. Did a lot of shit y'all couldn't afford. Better spend money on a side piece than a producer. Fast forward, that's the thing that you used to. All the real dudes, they can never fade us. Moving out of Cali to Las Vegas. Fake ass Snoop and Black Lil Caesar. On Facebook like everybody needs you. Studio pics that ain't even yours. When it rains and pours, wax songs in store. Misleading everybody to a light that ain't glowing. Trying to drive people to a place that they ain't going. False hope, can't believe nothing that you speak. You can't deny all the shit that you doing is weak. I could go bar for bar with anything that you got. Niggas always drop a beef in my pot. Stir it up in my stew and make some cornbread. That's the only way your ass gonna get fed. And the puppy that you got ain't even got no soul. You eat the whole steak and won't throw him a bone. Gabble with the king and you know that your ass out. Since your pants down, you know that you ass out. Here come another nigga acting like he whore. Bring a body bag if you step up in my yard. Fool, this is true. If you wanna take it there, talk about a fair one, but I don't fight fair. You better call God instead of me with your threat. You can't get dry off this wet. Nigga, I'm too old to be dealing with the nothing. Keep drinking pee and smoke all them drugs you be puffing. You gotta be high trying to fuck with me. OIC, it must be OCD. You better watch yourself cause you barking up the wrong bush. Shiny red button, that's the wrong one to push. Get the fuck out of here with that whack shit you made. Praise the Lord all day, he even know you fake. Bitch ass nigga, you don't wanna play this game. Catch a high one, leave different than you can. I know a lot of niggas that went Hollywood. I guess they don't see it, I think they all good. One motherfucker, I'ma slap him when I see him. Maybe something hot, then maybe not. Pussy ass nigga try to front around his friend. That's where a story and the beef begin. I think your name tell you how your whole life went. Just bad luck. Your mouth always getting you fucked. Your production skills whack anyway. I could go toe to toe with you on my worst day. Looking like Alf, eat your cats. I got teeth. I don't have time for you rap. They call me king. They call you sir. I call you bitch cause you act like a herb. If you wanna see me, I'll send my address. Since your ass is tired, I'll lay you down to rest. Niggas got their name straight off a cartoon. Niggas can't see me, but they will real soon. Walk around cocky, head too big for a hat. That's why dogs always try to kill a cat. Already broke, that's why I can't get my eight. You brought it up, now you seem to hesitate. Used to be friends, but I guess that meant nada. Never get a scratch from the fleas around your collar. Call He-Man, he really got your back. Somewhere around his neck is where his nutsack was at. So Joe sold Illuminati. That's why you stroll around around thinking that you better than everybody. Fuck all of y'all and what you stand for. Remember who I am when I kick in the door. Then one day I used to call you bro. Just a matter of time before you fall real slow. 96 bars with four more to go. 100 miles and running, that's how I end the show. True West, put us on the map. 100 bars, is this a rap?
Ha ha, True West Radio, you know what I'm saying. See, that was 200 bars. 200 bars. I know y'all like, what the fuck is going on? These motherfuckers rapping for a long ass time. But that is 200 bars. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying. Man, truly, I did 200 bars, and I'm gonna clap some more shit up. In this. Everybody went to sleep on. That's what happened.
Hell nah. He's sitting there. I think Buddha done had a relapse. Yeah, I've been chasing the stars again.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm out here, motherfucker. Yeah, and what, Nick?
Yeah.
Hey.
With this
shit.
I'm just trying to sit on the porch with a half of that hoe. I'm trying to get my money right, man. Come
hey,
on, man.
Well, man. Right, we only got... Wait, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We only got 50 seconds left, so you got 50... You got 45 seconds to call in now. Do us radio 323-642-5097. We about to go in the after hours, and y'all ain't gonna be able to get in. Y'all might be able to hear it. I don't know because I don't listen. Do us radio, man. 30 seconds. Thank y'all for coming out to West Coast Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody here that's with us. And hell, we'll be back on. We'll be back tomorrow. DJ F Love. He gonna be running the show, so you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna tune in, you know what I'm saying. I gotta call in and see what the fuck the show is going. True West Radio, man, we out this bitch. Yay, yay. Alright, now we go.
I wanna say this.
Thank you for calling the True West Radio, Blog Talk Radio.
We are just creating chaos. Now I wanna say this, confetti. No, peace be on Terry Lee and your cousin now. He helped me a lot. Every time I went to city, we all had a good time. But he did put me on that there, man, on that good, that gorilla pill. He did put me on that. And, that brother there, he helped me every time I come to city. And, if he didn't put me on that, I wouldn't be able to tell you the story today of, the good times in Houston. I wouldn't even met, how we all connected way back then
said,
with Kung Fu.
This nigga said gorilla piss. That's the thing that killed the old guy. God damn. That's
what they call it. See, no niggas coming up for your ass.
Okay. And, hello? Yeah, this Fox. I'm going to say this shit before we go offline. If anybody needs a feature, a female to sing a hook, hit your girl up, 903-480-5521.
Look.
Ain't playing no games.
Hey, Fox, if you damn with it, you can just do a picture with Truly. That's my artist. You know what I'm saying? That's the queen of the truth. So, you know what I'm saying? You could do it something with us. You got a place to record it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Wait.
I guess I'm trying to promote myself, but I'm just putting it out there.
You promote yourself. God damn it. See, in the truth. You in the truth. Why not do something together so we can make it all true? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, y'all don't want to sing with Eddie Kane?
Yeah. Hey, so I had one. Three drinks now, I'm an alcoholic.
No, but I'm serious. I'm serious.
Light did I with raindrop with fall.
With fall. Uh-oh.
Yeah, man, I ain't feeling good, man. I'm been fighting this damn COVID. Get to it, woman.
Well, it wasn't as bad as last time, right?
Get good 1 minute. Next minute. Hey.
Some of us can't give you no kind of drugs for that shit. You just gotta.
And you know what they're gonna tell y'all? They're gonna tell you, hey man, ain't nothing we can do. They put me in there and sent me home.
Nigga, I don't know that. Give me a bottle of Hennessy.
See, that stuff wasn't FDA approved when they were giving it out. Now, since it's not FDA approved, stuff they were getting.
Yeah, give me a bottle of Hennessy. That's what I need right now.
You took the vaccine?
You're not giving out. So.
Who took the vaccine?
Edward, if you don't go do that heat therapy I told you to do.
Can't do it. I told you my homegirl is a respiratory therapist. From the Army all the way across. She said, that's the worst deal I can do. I used to do that sting treatment all the time. And that's the first thing she said, you're going to kill yourself that way. That's the first deal she told me. She said, that's the last deal you need was heat. And you can drink liquids, but inhaling any sting, she said, that just intensifies it. It just builds up more bacteria. It's a protein is what it is. It's not a bacteria. It's a protein. That's what COVID is. So she like, you do that, you're going to get your lungs moisturized. You got to be cold. Like when they do that breathing treatment, it's a cold breathing treatment and not no hot, not no steam. Okay, that's what you got to do. But it is what it is. Like, you got to ride the wave. The doctors ain't going to do nothing. My mama tell you, we've been sitting up here arguing with the doctors for days in and days out. They said, there's three things we can give you. One of them don't work. The other one you're not going to get because your chronic kidney disease 3 or better or higher. And the other one we don't do. And you go to the hospital say, well, we don't give that because it ain't FDA approved. So we don't do that no more. We're going to give you antibiotics and send you home. So... And then when they were getting, every time they swab your nose and it's a positive test, they used to get $3,000 per swab of a positive test. And if they had to put you on the ventilator, that was $7,000. If they hospitalized you, that was like another $3,000 that the doctors got. So now since Joe Biden said with the CARES Act that the pandemic was over, they don't pay it no more. So the doctor's like, fuck y'all.
Oh,
I've tried all that. All the remedies, I drink the green tea, lemon, and honey every day. You ask Boot, I had so many teas, you think I'm from China.
I got me some green tea now. I'm on it now.
I had you on that ginger tea and green tea and all that stuff. I used to have taken Boot over there to that damn the granary store over there to get all them vitamins and stuff. This one right
Storm
around the corner, they ain't got none of them. Who call you?
I said shark cartilage. That shark cartilage from the vitamin store for your bone.
Yeah, you can get to all that, but that's what I said. This one down here ain't got as much of that stuff, so I go and ask, y'all got this, y'all got that, y'all got Irish sea moss? No, we ain't got that, this and that. And I'm like, damn, man, y'all, they don't know. And the granary had everything, you know.
I can mail you some now. Confetti got the plug or not. Oh, boy, they got that got the Black Fitness. I can get some mail to you.
Oh, I can get some straight from right down here where it's cheaper. You know, they get that stuff right off the East Coast.
Yeah.
They get that right off the East Coast in the Bahamas.
Yeah, the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. You can get him out of my nephew. I can get my nephew. That's what he on out there, Jacksonville. Get it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Foxy talking about singing. That made my day. I always tell her that. Where you at, Foxy? Oh, what did you jump in and jump off the phone? This ain't no jump rope.
I'm still here, man. Foxy came on, and everybody had a good show tonight. She got on. We didn't know Foxy was locked up for about 9 months.
Yeah, I did.
I did.
Yeah, I did.
What's that goddamn confetti don't want to sleep?
I told you, he going to get one of the lights.
How you pick me out like that, man? That might be him. Look,
yeah,
I'm going to pick me out like that.
Oh, y'all
Price
know
pick me out like this.
You got 13 more minutes. You trying to say I got a signature snoring line? You done been asleep before. Cut that shit out.
Confetti going to sleep at 10:15 every night. He think he's still in boot camp. Lights out.
Let's say it's one of them.
Yeah.
Hey, Confetti go to sleep with a boot in one hand and shoe polish in the other. Talking about shoes, man.
Sure.
I got these boots shine for daylight. Yeah, he be asleep. He say, Confetti, you done retired 30 years ago and you still shining them damn boots.
Y'all crazy now.
Now you got to keep them shining. You don't never know when they're going to call you for a show, Confetti. What's Buddha, what's that favorite song you used to sing back in the day that beat his military?
The military song?
Yeah, that song, this beat his military.
Oh, yeah. Who sang that?
Man, that's so old, man, I can't even remember. That way back
who
when L.O.G. and the Bulldog. L.O.G. and the Bulldog days. Damn pills. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. Then gave me 11 pills to take. Yeah, dog.
That's what we were talking about tonight, the fentanyl pills. Talking about the fentanyl. They're trying to figure out what happened to Gangsta Boo. And Foxy said it was it the fentanyl pills. And then we got to talk about every drug in the world.
All the X pills cut with fentanyl. All the cocaine, everything coming out of Mexico is cut with fentanyl. The Mexicans said they're going to kill all the Americans and then take it over. So all the dope, if it don't come from Colombia, which Colombia don't be doing them pills, but if it don't come from Colombia or China, it ain't no good. All them fentanyl pills is coming out of Mexico. They pressing them up to look like hydro, pressing them up to look like Tylenol, pressing them up to look like X-Pill, and cutting it in the coke. And while all them actors out there in L.A., they dying because they snorting the coke with it in there, dropping dead, popping their heart. All these jokers in the South sitting up there popping them and conking over. All that stuff is cut. That's the pipeline. You got to realize, you Houston, you know it's going to go hit Houston and come from Houston all the way up to
the
I
just told them that. I just told them that, punk. Hey, Mr. I just told them that, man.
Listen to the show. You know you woke me up. I was asleep. I'm telling you, I know you knew.
I just told him I got the story, boy.
You know you used to run. We used to run with the cartel. You know we know the pipeline.
Oh Lord.
Who do you know? I know.
I was trying to tell him, boy, to be the drug.
What you used to call him, Pablo? Ain't that what you used to call him? Raul, that what you used to call him, Raul.
Raul? Hey, boy, I told him, boy. I was told the stories on live TV. I'd be quiet. I put myself in the spectrum, boy. I had to let him know, boy. Shit. The motherfucker, boy. I was telling what's happening.
Yeah, I know, because Raul and them, they can't, Raul and them, they got that big spotlight on them, and everybody, you know, I know,
You know, I was getting umbrella now.
Right. I'm just calling so you can get my cell phone now.
Yeah, Confetti, what's up, man? Tell me something good, man.
All right.
Confetti.
Huh?
He's 14. He got 1 minute to lights out. He writing his letter right now. That's Heavy Love or Confetti?
That's
both
of them. One of them on his phone. One of them on his phone.
Yeah, so
I'm a good guy.
15, he, Confetti writing his letter, and then he got to do total line, and then he finna go to bed, so he ain't got but that 1 minute left.
Somebody on his sleep.
Get my dad, my cell phone number. Now you got a direct line.
I'm glad we won't go on YouTube. They hear this shit on YouTube. Hear that nigga snoring on YouTube.
I love what
he did. They used to put the show on YouTube when we got through. We don't do it on True. We need to start putting them shows on YouTube after we get through.
Oh,
yeah, goddamn, got Confetti sounding like a Black Hawk helicopter, goddamn. That damn Confetti got that 4th Infantry, 3rd Brigade. Got them a Black Hawk helicopter. They coming incoming support unit. Yeah, man, what's going on, Truly? Boy, they get rough down there. That man had to kill that man down there at Dollar General. Y'all better kill him. Don't go in Dollar General stealing no more shoes, boy. They better not go in there. Them folks ain't going back there. Well, when she seen the gun, she should have been ducking. You don't wait till you see the smoke. You wait till you see the gun.
Miss Edwards, you need to just stay looking at Florida.
I watch everything, but see, I care about y'all, so I be worried about y'all. So when they were throwing them crab legs the other week, I looked to make sure that wasn't you. I said, no, that ain't true. She wear her real hair, and that wig on backwards. I know Scratch ain't going to have her in no crab legs here with the wig on backwards. So I knew that wasn't you throwing the crab legs down there at the Juicy Crab last weekend.
That was my homegirl.
I knew it. It looked like you, but it wasn't you, though. I knew it was a home girl. I knew it. Only reason I knew it wasn't you, I said, nah, she ain't got a wig on back, but that ain't truly. She ain't getting on stage like that. I told her better. Yeah, they probably going to that clink-clink when the police get done with them, unfortunately.
She did that with her two daughters. That was her with her two daughters. They were underage. They under the age of 16.
Well, they all finna go. They did it in Texarkana. They finna go. They tried to run out on juicy crab without paying. Going to eat all the crab. They said it wasn't no good, so they weren't going to pay. After they ate them all up. And they went to there and they had them on the news, and the mama went in there and went back up there and went and paid for it. Talking about they shouldn't have had to pay. And the manager said, well, hell, why did she eat all the food? And both of them ate all the food and never complained.
Mm-hmm.
And mama went there and cashed out on the crab leg. She cashed out that hot 100 piece of shit. Your kid going to jail or you come pay that fine, pay that cab, and she wouldn't pay it. They get the deal by license plate. License plate and all these days.
They ain't going to do nothing to
them. Yeah, assault and battery, shit. They don't play that. And she probably paid about $5,000 in fine and 5 years probation. But shit, that wasn't worth them crap. Yeah,
they're not going to do nothing to them.
Man, let me tell you what I told somebody. Ever since people been getting killed over mayonnaise and ketchup packets,
Them judges been throwing the books to anybody going into any restaurant showing out. I love your friend to death. I hope it don't. But them judges been throwing the books. You know, this is 2022. The girl in Atlanta, they ain't been working there 2 weeks, putting a little bit too much mayonnaise on the sandwich. She said, I'll make it again. The man just pulled out the gun and shot and killed her. Then somebody told him, my fries are cold in New York, killed him. And then in Memphis, the man said, he gave him 2 packs of ketchup. He said, I want 3 more packs. He said, well, pull up and I'll bring it out. That man pulled up, walked in the store, and shot the man because he said he was going to bring him out 3 packs of ketchup.
Mm-mm-mm.
So these judges like, okay, we got to make an example. That's all they're doing with that RICO case with Young Thug. They said, we got to make somebody an example. We got to let everybody know who's in control. So what they did is said, we're going to round up his whole crew, and we just tell them football numbers, 60, 80 in life. These are young guys under the age of 30. They can't count that high. And they going to fold. And every last one of them took that plea deal and said, hey, man, Young Thug told me, Young Thug on their paperwork. All it takes is 3 people on your paperwork, and that's the indictment. And then they going to have, you got 8 of them already on top pleas out of 28. So how many you think going to testify against them? Because the deal is they got an open case. If they don't testify what the state wants to hear, then they still get their take. That's what they signed off on. So right. They're in a no-win situation. It's like, I got to snitch because I want to be out here hard, but I don't want to go do this time. But if I don't snitch, I'm going to go do this time.
So who is that snoring like that?
Y'all know who that is.
Confetti.
And both of them.
Have love
is Hoover, and Confetti is Turkey. Both of them stand right back between
us. I wish I could record them. Confetti.
That's why you think.
No, Confetti.
Why are you snoring like that, dude? You sound like a fucking polar bear.
Why are you trying to blame me? Why are you trying to say I'm snoring?
Dude, you know how long we've been calling your name for 5 minutes, dude.
I don't even get it.
I told you at 10:15. I said 10:14,
right.
He going to write his letter and go toe the line, and then he going to sit up there and fall asleep with that boot and shoe polish in his hand. Then he got to fall out in PT formation in the morning.
Right.
He ain't got nothing to say.
I told you.
I said, got me hollering, hitting the whole thing.
Confetti, your ass
knocked out, huh?
No, I'm not knocked out, huh?
22:15. That's what time he go to sleep. 22:15. Gotta get military.
King of Dallas Underground.
That joker, he go to sleep before the goddamn downtown city ball lights up. Ain't that a bitch? How you gonna run Dallas in bed before the traffic get off the interstate? Confetti said, I got to go on stage for 10 o'clock. The man said, my club don't open at 10. I don't give a damn. I got to be in bed at 10. Now, y'all going to have to go on and tell the crowd to come early or something. Yeah,
now, here, listen, Mr. Edward, I think it's just me and you live. Boo, do you still on?
Yeah, no, we still on here. Yeah.
Buddha still on. Buddha over there, he counting them ramen noodles he got to unload off that truck tomorrow. He counting how many cases he got to unload. Yeah, I know you got to count how many cases of them ramen noodles you got to unload. You know at the first week of the month, you know that truck come in on Wednesday and you unload it on Thursday. You know I know the routine. Yeah, the man going to be back then over there working out at the gym waiting on Buddha to get up.
Booty, you must work all night.
About 3-4 days.
Well, Mr. Everywhere, I think I'm finna call him tonight. I gotta get up and get ready to fight some demons in the morning.
Well, y'all be safe. I'm gonna be here for a minute and let confetti fall out and go to sleep. I don't know, he got his nightlight plug in. I guess he's waiting on somebody to bring him Teddy Ruxpin and read him a bedtime story or something.
Jeez, you know I'm too stiff from hitting it.
Yeah, wake up, confetti man. They waiting on you to call the New Year's Cadence. You supposed to call the New Year's Cadence. You didn't call Cadence, so they didn't even drop the New Year's ball in the Midwest, they said.
He missed New Year's, missed everywhere.
Yeah, he missed New Year's. We missed, you know, CNN didn't broadcast Central Time. They said if the confetti was sleep, he probably been counting Cadence. Well, Miss Trulia, I'm gonna speak with you tomorrow. I got to get on this Studio One and get real deep into it and meet Roosevelt's stuff in Studio One. I'll do that tonight and learn all that stuff because I got all them plugins. I got to learn all them plugins and stuff. You got a whole bunch of stuff. Did you ever order? Did you ever get all that stuff? You probably didn't even get none of that stuff, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to call you so you can show me how to get it, how to use it and stuff.
Okay, cause I'm sure enough, man. They took up all my hard drive.
I don't know if it's gonna be tomorrow, cause I'm gonna have to go handle some business in the morning.
Take care of your family business this week. Don't worry about music. Yeah. Take care of your family business this week. I'm just going to be doing that tonight and tomorrow since I'm off. Just got a doctor's appointment for my shoe. And that's it. So all day tomorrow I'm going to be working on finishing up these websites and learning this pre-sonics inside and out. Like I said, I pretty much got everything. I mean, because I'm used to all the dolls, but pre-sonics. Like I said, I used that joker 3 times back in 2016 and went right on. I mean, because it was free with my deal, but I didn't even get in depth with it. I just basically record and this and that. And now, like I said, I'm going to use it because most of y'all are using it, and it'll make it easier for y'all to just send session files over, and I can mix it straight from the session file. You can send a whole session file, or if you want to send stems, but, you know, either way. But, yeah, you go ahead and focus on your family. Prayers are with you and your family.
Thank you.
You focus on that. I'm going to focus on them trying to get better. I'm going to get up and drink me some hot tea now. But try to get better so I'll be ready to rock and roll by the end of the week.
Okay.
Get a lot of stuff done. Yeah, I got that. What's the name? Single dropping Monday. I got it already on. CD Baby, so it's going to drop nationwide Monday. I got a set to drop in respect to, so they can pay respect to Gangsta Boo up there in Memphis this week. So I said I'm not going to drop it this week.
That's what you had inboxed me.
I was inboxing you just as you see. I did all that. I did that while I was in dialysis today. I just couldn't upload the music on my phone. It won't let me, so I had to get home and upload the music, then upload the clean version. So I got both versions out. It's going to the radios tomorrow. I'm shipping it out to all, emailing it out to all the radio stations. So it'll be on the radio. And then Monday it'll drop for consumers to buy. So I got to build her website tomorrow.
When is she dropping her song?
The single's going to drop. We're going to put it on the radio. I'm emailing all the radios tomorrow. And then we're going to drop it. It's going to be available for purchase Monday.
Okay.
Because I was like, we're not going to put it out and over try to do anything and say, oh, Memphis this, Memphis that, and we got to, you know, dedicate to Gangsta Boo's passing. So we said we're going to let that, what you call them, let everybody mourn Gangsta Boo this week, and then, you know, probably be done did her funeral this week, and then go ahead and dropped that Monday just out of all respect. So that's why I told her. I said, she like, yeah, that works out. So she's excited. I told her I got a 3 radio station interviews lined up now and 2 podcasts.
So when they have a hustle in Memphis?
Yeah. You know, they're going to have a big-ass parade with her. You know, she's the queen of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the female rappers in the South.
I'm trying to think about songs she done. I'm trying to think about songs she done did.
Where them dollars at? Where them dollars at?
Yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah, that's when she pioneered the strip song. She the one that got the females with that, talking that strip stuff. Wasn't no females in rap talking the strip stuff and talking the stuff she was talking. She was the mouth of the South. She was the voice of the South for the females. With no females.
Oh, wow,
in the South.
Mr. Edwell, I'm finna send you something. I cannot believe this.
What?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What?
It's crazy. Let me see if I can send it to you. I don't want to tell you. I want you to read it. You're going to be like, what? Your mom doing okay?
Yeah, she has been fighting it too, so it is a, what you call it? Yeah, she has got it too, but hers ain't going to be as bad as mine, so.
You probably won't even let me see. Hey, one of the artists or one of a comedian we didn't had on True West went on TV or went on a podcast talking about not being paid for her performance at Calzona Vegas Festival.
Who was that? The one that you were talking about?
Miss Arkansas?
Oh, the comedian, yeah. Oh, she said she didn't get paid?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't read the deal with Boosie? It said, oh, man. You didn't read that deal where Boosie said he didn't get nothing off his first album? He said, man, all we got was fame. Yeah, he said, Atlanta just made us famous. We were broke, man. We were just acting like we had made it. He said, we didn't make no money.
What did you say about for this 2 times early when I text you? What kind of trouble he in?
Finesse 2 times? Well, he went to Knoxville, Tennessee. He says he booked the place out, and I don't know why the artist would have booked the place out and then give the man 10%. I would have just said, I'm going to buy the building, and that's it. You get the bar if you're running the bar, and that's it. If I pay for the building, I'm the artist. So I don't know why he would pay for a building. He said he paid for the building. Anyway, what happened was, I guess the owner over there was standing close to him or whatever, and he said the owner was drunk, and his mom and all them started grabbing the money and taking off, and I guess the owner got mad and wanted his money or whatever. So him and Finesse 2 times got into it, and Finesse 2 times knocked him out, and then turned around. I guess the owner's entourage tried to get ready to fight Finesse 2 times, and Finesse 2 times bodyguard, I guess, shot. Hold on. Okay, back up to speed. So, 3 people got shot. I guess the club owner, his wife, and somebody else got shot.
That's crazy.
He's on federal parole, so he ain't supposed to be around none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was telling people before about Finesse 2 times, we're going to wind up getting in trouble
not too long. I didn't think he was going to make it past 2022 without going, but he made it past that Quavo, that takeoff situation. And then he turned around and wound up in another situation on the first day of the year. But see, he got in the shooting. That's the one that did the shooting in Little Rock. They shot 28 people, him and his bodyguard. Shot 28. They shot 28 people. It was a restaurant slash turned into a nightclub, and they had 16-year-old teenagers and all that stuff off in there. Wasn't supposed to be no nightclub, but the restaurant owner turned it into a nightclub, and he had finessed two times there when he first getting started. And him and his entourage had a Draco and shot 28 people. So then they went to Forest City to a club and shot somebody else. So he was on charges for both of them. He just took a federal plea, so they didn't hire him for about 20 years. He just took a plea for 5 years. Probably paid a lawyer $100,000 to take a five-year plea in the Fed. So he just went to the Fed. But he come home, and then he got 5 years probation. Federal supervision is what it's called, federal supervision. So he got 5 years. He's not supposed to be around no gang members, nobody with guns, none of that stuff. So now with the federal parole, if they catch wind of it real good, they're going to say, well, we're going to violate you and send you back to the pen for being in accomplishment and accomplice with these people that, you're not supposed to hang with. So it's a big-ass red flag for him. Hope he makes it through. But the same way, and I got Foxy, you're on, Foxy's online, but the same way I tell people is who you associate yourself with is going to dictate. Yo, what you call it? Man once said, there's four girls walking down the street, and he said, hey, ho. All four of them turned around. They said, who are you talking to? He said, birds of a feather flock together. And that was the end of his discussion. Did you get that?
Oh, I got it.
So, yeah, you hang with a thief long enough, eventually you become a thief.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the people that you hang with, they're going to dictate your altitude and your attitude. And your attitude is going to dictate your altitude in life. So that's why I tell people, I say, look, when I was out there, I did stuff by myself. I didn't stand on no street corner with nobody here, nobody there, nobody, none of that. Wasn't none of that going on. I was too far-fetched and too far along. I had more risk than reward, put it that way. So, and that's what I tell people. I'm like, look, in order for you to succeed in life, sometimes you got to separate yourself from everything else that is going to bring negativity to you. You got to separate yourself. You ain't got to respond to it. They can call you whatever they want to call you. You ain't got to respond if they say something on Facebook or if she don't fuck with us no more. Oh, she thinks she got a new car, this and that. You ain't got to respond to it. Response is how you lose. Not responding is how you win. Because then you let them know a $5 nigga can't get in a $10 club. If you a $10 club, why would you worry about a $5 nigga? He ain't got five more dollars to get in. You see what I'm making sense about?
Mm-hmm.
We worry about the $5 nigga who gonna stop you from making your $1 million. Because the $5 nigga gonna knock you off all your focus of getting to the bag. It happens all the time. Look at all these rappers crashing out. Social media beefing and crashing out. Y'all get $1 million checks. And y'all run around at the mall in a city y'all don't even live in. Y'all done met up and y'all fighting and shooting, killing each other, going to the pen. Look at all Gucci Man artists, his new artists, just going to the pen. Him and his two homeboys, him and his brother and homeboy, just killed his sister, baby daddy. He was signed with Gucci. That's what he's saying. Gucci is a curse. Everybody that's signed with Gucci, either dead or in jail. The only ones who ain't there, the OJ, the Juice Man,
and Waka Flocka, because guess what? They all left. All the other ones, where they at? Dead or in jail. Big Star just OD'd before the Gangster Boot. All of them, you see, because they associate they stuff with that. Gucci only want to sign artists if he's talking about the trap. It's like Gucci, out of all people with common sense, you done been to him on a gun charge. You know what it's like. So why ain't you telling these youngsters, look, man, go out there and make good music. Y'all stay out the way. Let's get this bag. Let's go down to the Bahamas on y'all birthdays and celebrate. But he ain't got no, he ain't no boss. He ain't no leader. He can't lead if he blind himself. Now the smartest thing he doing is sign these artists for $50,000, getting them in the studio record an album, and then they crashing out and dying or going to the pen. Now he ain't got to pay them shit. Now he put the album out. If he make $1 million off the album, only gave him $50,000. Who's the winner? He is. Who's the loser? The artist. He been going to Arkansas, picking up Arkansas, Hot Boy West, and all them, every last one of them going to jail. That's the only sad part about him and your guys.
Did you get the message I sent you?
I'm going to look and see right now.
Yeah, my body is sweet.
Hey, so all of them locked up. You said all of them locked up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, where they at? The Gucci man artist either dead or in jail. Big Scar just OD'd on fentanyl pills. No Facebook Live. Who else? I think Big 30 signed with him, I think. Big 30 had got shot that time. Pooh
Shite. Yeah, he's Big 30?
Yeah, he got shot last year or whatever. Pooh Shite locked up, and it's like two or three more that's locked up, and then the one he just signed out of Memphis, that he just signed. Yeah, Jesse got out of jail. He just reached to kill the other day. Him and his brother and another guy. The other guy did the shooting, and him and his brother stood over the guy, and somebody witnessed all them. And they said, yeah, we were there. We didn't do the shooting, but we were there. He's still getting the murder charge. So all three of them gone. They saved four people, and one of the guys went back and killed one of them guys who had killed their brother-in-law, because they got two kids. Their sister got two kids by the guy they killed. And one of the guys, while the police was investigating the kill, one of the guys who did the killing went back over there to see, and one of the guys from the guy that got killed killed him right there in front of the police and got away.
Damn.
Yeah, it's all facts. But that's what I tell you, man.
That's in Georgia.
No, that's in Memphis.
In Memphis.
Yeah, that's in Memphis where I used to stay out on the north side. I didn't take you to that side of town. What I used to tell you is the Terror Dome over there. That's off of Wells Road. That's in the Terror Dome right there, about 5 minute drive from where I was staying at with old girl up there. So that's what I tell folks, man. It's the Terror Dome, Riley and all that, man. That's the Terror Dome up there, man. That's why North and South don't get along. And it's just sad it's one city, but one of them want to be this and one of them want to be this. Bloods on the North and GDs on the South. So that's they dynamics. And it's a beautiful city. It's sad that they let that politics, street politics, take over their city. But that's why I Foxy, where you at? I want you to listen. Hello?
I'm listening.
That's why I always tell you one deal. Your attitude dictates your altitude, and your circle of friends is going to dictate your destiny. Always remember that. It ain't going to never change. It ain't going to never change.
I hear you.
I listened. I was locked up.
And I seen a man, he's like, man, I'm a lawyer. I'm like, I laughed at him. I said, a lawyer? How the hell you get in here? Oh, man, DWI. I'm like, man, you a fucking lawyer? And you done got in here and lost your lawyer credentials? Because you got felony DWI, you can't even practice law, but you done went to college and paid all that money to go to college and get a law degree. And here it is, you sitting up here getting DWIs, but I learned. He said, I'm just human. We talked it, white dude. We talked it real cool. And I'm like,
and that's fast.
And I'm like, damn, man. But you know what he said?
I mean, that was a woman that I had met when I was locked up, and when she was telling me about her lawyer, what she told me, she said, like, he drinks. He drinks between this certain time and that certain time. So, you know, the only time she can actually, like, get something out of him is when he's actually sober. But from this time to that time, she can't talk to him. She can't fuck with him because she already know he out there drinking. So, yeah, you got people out there, you know, I mean, yeah, everybody is human. Everybody's human. Everybody has their vices. So you can be a lawyer, you can be a doctor. It doesn't matter.
We had I can't think of his name now. I used to remember his name when I got out, but I've been gone out of there for a long time now. But he told me, he said, man, he been locked up since 82, I think. And he said, the sad part about it, he said, the police showed up to my door and said I killed a man over $50. He said what it was a guy owed him $50 for some dope. Guy hadn't paid him. Guy over there at the gambling shack shooed the dice. So he went over there, confronting him about his money. He didn't want to pay him any money, so he shot him and went home. When the police got to his house, he said, what'd you call it? He said, man, the sad part about it, he said, I had a pocket full of money. I was a dope boy. Had a pocket full of money. But I just felt that he disrespected me. He said, I'm in here for disrespect. He said, like a lot of people off in here. But he said, I don't get to go home. He's like, some of y'all get to go home. I don't get to go home. And I thought about that. I was like, damn, it was just the fact of wasn't about the $50, but it was $50, but a disrespect. So I thought about that, like, damn, man, he got to spend the rest of his life, natural life in here, behind somebody disrespecting him about paying him his money that he let them have. And I learned, I said, if we let them have it, then it's not guaranteed that they're going to bring it back to us. That's our fault. If we don't let them have it, then we don't have to worry about making enemies. My grandma used to say, I don't loan money out because it makes enemies. That's what my grandma said. It makes enemies. So they can be your best friend when you ask for it back. Oh, that funky-ass 20. How your whole ass worry about a little funky-ass $20? Now you mad because they jamming you up about the $20 they owe you. Now you ready to fight and do something. You see? But if you wouldn't have let them borrow it at all, then y'all would still be friends. You notice that? So that's right. Why I teach you tools in life. You know, I love you to death. I was sick as a dog that day. My mama tell you, I've been laid in the bed just like I was tonight. I didn't know what your Buddha called. Hey, man, what's up? I looked up, man, it's 5 minutes to the show finna end. I'm like, oh, man, get off the phone. I'm finna call in. But I've been laid in the bed and I was coughing all day when I got out of dialysis today, but the other day I was real bad off. And they got a muzzle that, since I got COVID, I got to put on my mouth is a muzzle mask. It ain't a little what you call mask. It's a big ass muzzle mask, like a gas mask. So I just got done with dialysis, and you were calling, and my mom was pulling up at the door, and it was pouring down rain, so she was trying to get in. So I was trying to open the door and talk to you, and I was trying to tell you, you know, when I feel better, I'll call you back. So we trying to rush to get in the car. And that's what I would tell you. I was like, shit, my breath and breathing is gone. But, yeah, I didn't want you to take it the wrong way, because if I'm able to listen to somebody,
I can. When I'm sick, y'all gonna know. I'm gonna post pictures on Facebook, and I have over 100 and some people. Hey. And I tell them, hey, man, don't call, but I'm gonna always keep them updated. I'm gonna call if I can call, if I'm able to call. If not, I'll send a text in my Facebook page and let everybody know, because I always check on people. Everybody know how I'm doing. So that's the deal about me, because I'm the person that I'll get 30 to 40 phone calls back to back anytime I'm sick. The phone, you can call, and next thing you know, Booty's call. Next thing you know, my brother call. Next thing you know, my sister call. Next thing you know, my nephew called. Next thing you know, my ex-girlfriend called. Next thing you know, and it's just a back line every time. So I got to realize when I get to where I can't talk, I just tell people I'll keep y'all posted, updated, so then everybody knows, okay, it's going to keep us updated, you know, so on and so forth. So that's why I updated, what's that, this morning I updated everybody and let them know that I'm at home. I just been resting. So that's all I've been able to do is just rest. I got to try to get my body built all the way back up. But that's why, because I don't want to see y'all make a mistake that's so minimum, but it can cost you your freedom. Abdul Chappelle's a real good guy. Me and Buddha, I met him through Buddha. Real good guy. Buddha, are you still online?
I'm still right here with you, big car. I'm listening, letting you talk. Everybody listen. I'm just sitting right away.
I spent every bit of 30 days or better calling around for lawyers and all kind of stuff for him, trying to get him the best situation. I knew the lawyers couldn't get him out of the situation, but to get him the better situation. And the lawyers that I went with, he didn't go with. And it had an adverse effect. But like I told him before all this, because he didn't rely on none of his friends. The Buddha testified. He didn't rely on nobody that he ran with every day in the town that he lived in. He called me and Buddha. He had all them people that he hung with call me and Buddha. They didn't pick up the phone and call, look for him, no lawyer. He called Mr. Everywhere and Buddha. And I was like, look, man, here's the deal. I mean, all we can try to do is get you the better deal. All this getting out when you're dead to the left is hard to win. When they say they caught you with your pants down, ain't nothing you can't say that, ain't you in the hotel room. They come in the room and catch you with your pants down. You can't say it ain't me. Sure wasn't me. I tried to let him understand, hey, we love you and all, but the stuff that I was telling you before you got in that situation was something that you should have been listening on. But you didn't. So once it is, and we wake up, we got a chance and a choice. If we choose to go hang out with these people and we know they are no good, then there's a chance. Because that's the choice we made. There's a chance that when it go down, that them same people are going to say, hey, wasn't me, wasn't mine. The bottle of wine was mine because it wasn't open, but the dope, oh, hell, that's Buddha's. That's
boy,
how you going to
do.
Uncle Pat.
Yes.
Uncle Pat.
Yes.
Uncle Pat, I just want to ask you a question.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
It's just a general question. How can you maintain a good heart and still look out for people even after a motherfucker done, you know, fucked over you, done
let me
like
tell
did
you what.
Something wrong to you? Like how can you still
let me tell you what my
how
grandma
can you
said
still
the best
maintain
thing I can give you is advice. That's what my grandma said. The best thing I can do is advice. That's how you look out for them. You give them advice. If you give a wino $5 for something to eat,
99.9% of the time, he's going to get something to drink. If you give a crackhead $20 to go mow your yard, 9 times out of 10, your grass
will
be tall
as your house.
Huh? So if you do
what I tell you about that name.
I'm giving the names just derived in the streets. If you do that, then you set yourself up for failure, because the best thing you can give somebody is advice. That's the best thing you can give them. I just told you, if you give out money, you're going to make an enemy, because they're going to have a short sleeve shirt on when it comes to ball and a long sleeve shirt on when it comes to pay your back. Hand ain't going to even come up out the sleeve. That's fact. You know how many people in the penitentiary behind $5 and $10? Somebody didn't pay them. They catch them at the club and get into a fight and a shooting ensue. Many of them. So your best bet, if you ain't in a financial situation to give the money away, don't let them have it. If you're in a financial situation to give the money away, then you can let them have it, because you don't even need to respect it to even be returned to you. You dealing with black people. You're dealing with black people. And it's sad that a black person wouldn't say, you know what? She let me borrow that 40 for gas and get something to eat. I got my first check on the job. But I'll go get my first check on the job. First year you catch me at the bootlegger getting 13 beers, then a pack of Cigarello, a $20 loud pack, and a pair of Jordans with my first check. And I ain't even paid your $40 back to help me get gas to get to work and even get something to eat to even work to make the money. You see how our own people are doing? And it's sad. So once you learn them dynamics, if you save the world and your ship is sinking, who's going to save you from drowning? Because the sharks ain't.
Ooh-wee.
Think about it.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Your boat is sinking.
Yes, sir.
And these people on these party barge been over here next to you partying on the party boat, and they got too many people on the boat, and their boat starts sinking. And you tell them, hey, y'all come on, get in my boat, and I'll save y'all. And they get in your boat. Now your boat's sinking. Now you got to do two things. You got to figure out how to save them and then save yourself. You see what I'm saying? You can't save everybody. You can't take everybody with you. If you could take everybody with you, when we leave this earth, it'd be a coffin built for two. If we can leave this earth taking everybody with us, it'd be a coffin that was built for two. Everybody can't go with you.
Yes, sir.
That's what's wrong with it. Oh, I'm putting my homeboys on. I'm putting my homeboys on. That's what Young Doug thought. He thought he putting his homeboys on. Oh, I'm putting them on. Now, you put them on, all right. You put them on a witness stand against you. Because time is something nobody wants to do all by themselves. Time looks good on your wrist, but not on the calendar. It looks good on your wrist. You gonna get your Rolex, ooh man, look at that man, old man, the diamond shiner, man, look at that big 12, boy, look at that, ooh boy, that big face at the 12. But when they judge say, man, you got 12, and you look on the calendar 12 years, you, oh shit, man. Dang. Look good, time look good on your wrist, but not on the calendar. You notice that? Or am I the only one to notice that? The time look good on your wrist. You go, ooh man, I got
you
that.
Right.
Ooh. Oh, man, I got that bus down at the mall. The man, the A-Rabs at the mall plugged me, man. Look at that joker, boy. It look like a real Rolex. You all in the club looking all good. When that judge say, oh, man, 12 years, damn, you don't even want to look at that big hand. You don't even want to see that big hand come back around, this little hand come back around the clock. So that's why I teach y'all, what you call it? I teach y'all stuff from experience, you see. I teach you from experience because all them people that I can't give you, I'm just giving you a generalized statement. I don't know what kind of people. You might hang with church folks. All the people that you hang with that mean no good, they ain't going to never want you to have more than them. why would somebody who plays on the Golden State Warriors want to see LeBron win another championship ring? Huh? You hear me, Foxy?
Oh, yes, yes, sir. I'm listening.
Why would somebody from the Golden State Warriors want to say, I want to see LeBron win ring number 5? Why? They want to see somebody win, just not you. Everybody on the Golden State Warriors, they wouldn't care.
So basically, you saying they gonna be your friend. They gonna be your friend and do whatever it takes to be your friend, knowing how much I spend on loyalty, knowing how I am at the end of the day, knowing how I am.
Okay,
then,
let me tell you what. If they're your friends, they gonna call you when you're sick, when you're well, when you got money, when you ain't got money. They gonna call you to check on you. When they just call on you because it's payday and they want to go get high or go get drunk, that ain't your friend. That's somebody who's trying to use you to get what they want. Once they get what they want, they don't give a damn if they your friend again or not. They done got what they want. It's all manipulation. That's what it is. They're going to manipulate you. They're going to prey on the weak.
I'm going to manipulate myself.
I ain't seen a pimp try to holler at a strong woman yet. Never seen a pimp holler at a strong woman yet. Got her own business and her own money and her own everything and said, I'm going to take you to the promised land. She going to say, nigga, I'm going to drop your ass off at the next red light. I got my own car, my own house, my own business, and I make my own money. You see, that's the difference. They only play on the weak. A man who play on a woman and had 3 or 4 girlfriends, he just find the weakest ones. If you go with a guy and he got another woman, that's because both of y'all are weak. Both of y'all are weak. A man ain't going to
say that again.
A man, they got two women. He going to prey on the weak. I don't care if he got 5 wives. He done found 5 weak wives. Because a woman's going to say, wait a minute.
But don't that make him weak?
Huh?
But don't that make him weak?
How does that make him weak? Power is in the mind. If I control your mind,
I control your body.
That's what pimping is, controlling your mind to control your body. So he's got all the power.
But at the same time, that still makes that man weak, though.
It don't make him weak.
If you think about
it. Power is controlling the mind. You ain't understand. You ain't heard a word I said. I'm going to bring the bus back around the block.
I'm listening to you.
If a man control your mind, if a man tell you go sit up there and climb through that window,
the answer is this: how does it make? Tell us how it makes the man weak, Foxy, or whoever's talking.
That's Foxy.
Yeah, it's Foxy. The reason why I say I feel like when a man feels like he has to manipulate a woman and has to try to control a woman to do what he wants them to do. The reason why I say I feel like that man is weak is because obviously you lacking somewhere. That man is lacking something somewhere.
Okay. Let me explain to you.
You don't have.
Well, go ahead. I'll let you finish, and I'm going to explain something
to
you.
Yeah, let her finish, because I'm trying to see where we go.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm like, really think about that shit. If a man has to sit here and get a woman or look for a woman that's fucking weak or that's less than to feel like he can control her or manipulate her, I feel like that man right there, like he's weak himself.
Because if you can't get a woman to accept you or just be with you just for the person that he is.
Have you watched Animal Planet before? National Geographic before?
Yes.
Have you watched National Geographic before? Now you
Yes, I've seen the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, now you tell me, in the jungle, you got a lion, you got tigers, you got zebras, you got giraffes. Now, do you think a zebra is going to sit up there and try to fight a lion? You know why? The lion's going to prey on the weakest vessel. Now, they call it Lion King. The lion going to prey on a weaker vessel. A lion, he don't want to fight no other lion. A lion don't want to fight a female lion more stronger than the male lion. A lion does not want to fight a lion. It'll fight everything else in the jungle but a lion. So ain't no, a man.
Wait, what did you just say? What did you just say a while ago?
A female lion from the strong... It's the strongest animal in the game.
Okay, I'm sorry. First of all, whoever's snoring on this goddamn phone, I need you to either wake up or hang up.
That ain't gonna happen. He's been asleep about 3 hours. But why does a man have to sit there and look for a woman?
That's weak or that's naive or that's gullible just to feel like he can control that woman.
Power. Didn't I tell you what power trip? The power is he manipulates your mind. He tell you you ain't shit, ain't nobody else gonna want you. So now you stuck with him because you believe ain't nobody else gonna want you. You see what I'm saying? He done manipulate your mind. When he controls your mind, he controls your body. When he can control your mind, he can control your body, and he can control your money. He can say, go get me that money and bring it all back to daddy. And you'll go get him that money and bring it all back to daddy. He don't control your mind.
He's still weak. I'm sorry. He's still weak. He's still weak.
How is he going to be weak if he preyed on something that's weaker?
Exactly, because he's weak. So obviously he don't have the personality to grab a strong ass woman. You see what I'm saying? If a man like that, he's scared of strong women. Why would he go after a strong woman
when he's not gonna have the word I just told you, power?
That's what I'm saying.
Why would a lion fight another lion? It's not. A lion gonna fight a caribou, a giraffe, or a hippopotamus, whatever, but it's not gonna fight a lion. You see them lions, they sit up there and wrestle for a few minutes like, hell, man, you just strong with me, man. Let's go on up in the jungle and get us something to eat. They gonna get one of these giraffes. You see what I'm saying? Because you the same power as me. So why is he going to what you call when he wants the power? Why would he sit up there and say, I'm going to get somebody who's equal power of me when I can get somebody who's weak? Yeah, a real man going to have somebody who's equal power of him. But somebody's not. They want somebody who's weaker than them because guess what? Now to make him look like
Because there's somewhere inside of that man that he's insecure about.
Well, it's about power. Once again, the key word is power. He controls your mind. He controls your body and your money. That's the power. Look at them guys that don't go to work. They sit in the projects and with the kids while the girl work two jobs. He smoked the weed and drank the drink all day and played the PlayStation. He don't go to work. He waiting on the income tax right now. He waiting on goddamn her. She done already went and filed and got the $1,500. He even got about six of that. Then when she gets the other 12,000, he's gonna get about 6,000 of that. Power, mind, mind control.
Is this a pimp confession? This might be a pimp's confession.
Well, I'm putting her up on game. So that's what I'm trying to teach her, that you can't be a weaker vessel. Once you become a weaker vessel, and I tell you about your friend, I say, man, they ain't shit. They ain't got nothing off you. What can the man do, you know, the guy incarcerated, what can he do to bring anything to the table for you? He can't do nothing. He can't even get you a ramen noodle soup thrown over the fence with the seasoning packet still in it. He can't do nothing. The other one, he can't do nothing. If they're not working, what are they going to be able to do for you? No income. What can they do for you if, like I said, if they ship is sinking, what can you do to get in that ship that's going to help him? You either going to have to bail water or row the damn boat to shore. Both of y'all going to drive. So why are you going to get it into a boat when it's already leaking when you got in the boat?
If you hey, man, crew, hey, nigga, wake up, nigga. Well, hold on, wait a minute. Wake up, nigga. Wake up, nigga, with that bullshit. Wake your motherfucking ass up. You hear me, nigga? Get your motherfucking ass. Nigga, get up. Wake your ass up out of that motherfucking snoring, dog. That's some motherfucking bullshit, man. Nigga, we motherfucking international on the radio computer line. You done cut down a whole motherfucking floor that motherfucking bullshit. All right, let's go.
That nigga over there cutting long like a bitch.
So that's why I tell you.
Man,
you
we can't hear
weak.
The man talk.
If you be weak, guess what? One man will tell you, hey, man, I used to go with her, man. She's so easy. So guess what that man going to say? Damn, he's to talk to her, so I'm going to talk to her because she's easy. So you set yourself up for failure because you keep your guards all the way down. A boxer keeps his guards up so he don't get knocked out. So that's the part that I'm trying to teach you. And when I teach you and I tell you, hey, you sit up there, be friendly. That friendly shit will get you goddamn mess around all the time.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with a friendly woman.
Get you mess around all the time.
What's wrong with
so you
don't
miss the whole topic. You don't miss the whole topic. Foxy said a man is weak when he controls two women.
Oh.
Or three women or four women. Because Ms. Edwards said, like the Mac said in the movie, control a woman, man, control everything. So what you got to say, Confess?
Confetti, Benjamin LeBlanc. Oh, Benjamin.
I don't
know, man.
Benjamin.
Why she say it's weak? I don't know. Why they say it's weak?
What's the mechanic behind the mathematics? Well, Mr. Edwards doing the truth of a pimp confession. He's just breaking down the science, how pimps and max operate to the system
right.
On the line. To keep her on time, keep her sharp on both sides of the sword.
Yeah, let me explain. See, that's just like a man can go through, just like me. I used to go through McDonald's drive-thru, Taco Bell drive-thru. And it might be a pretty girl working at the drive-thru. And I might have a $20 bill in my pocket, but pay with a $100 bill. And they be like, ooh, yeah, dog, you got them big faces. I'm like, oh, shoot, baby, that ain't nothing. I say one word, baby, that ain't nothing. You know what go to her mind? Oh, he got money. What's your name? Where you from? You on Facebook? That's the next word out their mouth. They already seen me cleaning the suit. So that's the next thing out their mouth, just because I said that ain't nothing. Mind manipulated. They mind got manipulated by, ooh, they thinking, and I ain't even pulled the money out. They just thinking that, ooh, since he paid with 100 and said that ain't nothing there, he got money. They might have already manipulated. So now anything that I tell them after that, they going to believe. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
So then they be manipulated. Most pimps don't
want
to a gas station.
It's easy
or
to trick somebody
that want to
be fooled, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most of them done went to a gas station or a McDonald's and met a bride.
And they just like, well, hell, she doing bad. She's standing outside the gas station begging. So I'm just going to show her how to get to the bag. Well, he go to McDonald's. He like, man, I know she ain't making $7.50 an hour. So I'm going to tell her, shit, what you doing up here working at McDonald's and shit? She, you ought to be out there with me in Vegas. Oh, I ain't never been to Vegas. Well, shit, what you waiting on? Oh, I'm finna quit. You going to Vegas for real? Yeah, let's go. They think she knows she out there in Vegas on the strip. Miming.